Customers also report that they are less likely to experience food insecurity or not knowing if they'll have enough food to make it through the month because of the Double Up Food Bucks program, as well as being able to try new fresh fruits and vegetables with their families. And then we do see farmers, we do evaluation with the vendors as well, and they appreciate the opportunity to increase their customer base as well as move more perishable items into the market for sale. So it increases their income as well.
A program to help reduce food insecurity and encourage low-income Kansans to eat more fruits and vegetables from farmers markets and grocery stores topped more than $1.1 million in benefits last year. On today's Sound Living, Extension's role in expanding the Double Up Food Bucks program. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Aaron Bishop, manager of the Double Up Food Bucks program coordinated through K-State Research and Extension, and Extension Nutrition and Wellness Specialist Priscilla Brennis explained how the program benefits both food assistance recipients and local economies. Aaron, first off, maybe just some background on the Double Up Food Bucks. How did this program get started?
Yeah, so Double Up Food Bucks is a program that essentially incentivizes households that are on food assistance or SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what we formerly called food stamps, that does incentivize the purchasing and consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. So participating locations that offer Double Up Food Bucks, when a customer shops at that location, they are matched with dollars to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. If it's at a direct market farm type location, those are locally grown produce. At a grocery store, it's any fresh produce that the store offers.
So this is really a way for them to stretch their budgets then?
Yes, its intention is to stretch food budgets to increase food and nutrition security among low-resource families, but also with the intention of keeping more of those SNAP dollars local and to increase the local economy in those locations as well.
Priscilla, maybe some background on how people are using the program. Has it been successful in your estimation?
Yeah, we actually evaluate the program every year. One of our partners does the evaluation, and K-State Research and Extension helps implement that evaluation. And what we have found is that SNAP customers who participate in Double Up Food Bucks are less likely to experience food insecurity. They are eating more fresh fruits and vegetables in comparison to those who are not using the program.
Tell me a little bit about Extension's role in this whole process. What has Extension been working on primarily?
Yeah, so Extension began working on Double Up Food Bucks in 2020. We are part of the Double Up Heartland Collaborative. So this large GUSNIP grant through the USDA, which is the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, is a two-state effort to provide Double Up Food Bucks and increase food security across Kansas and Missouri. So K-State Research and Extension's role is to coordinate the locations across the state of Kansas that are direct market farmer type locations. So that's farmers markets, farm stands, and mobile markets. So we cover all of those locations outside of the Kansas City metro area. That coordination includes the site capacity building, the site monitoring and auditing. It also includes outreach and connections with community partners for promotion. So kind of all of those things, as well as training and educating the farmers markets and farmer vendors at those locations.
Go back a little bit for me and talk about the site preparation and the site capacity.
Yeah, so working in a lot of communities, there is work that needs to be done to be eligible to participate in the program. One of those things is that a location needs to accept SNAP as a payment option. And there is a process and an authorization through the USDA that is required to do that. And so oftentimes coalitions and communities get together, identify 501c3 or a really committed individual at that location to apply and go through that process. Then that market or farm stand must offer SNAP as a payment option for a season before they're eligible for Double Up Food Bucks to prove that they're able to reimburse farmers, that they can do the promotion and operate all of those really detailed pieces. So K-State Research and Extension, our role is to provide support, to help them with the planning and the processing through that, to help them with the application to accept SNAP, and to connect them to other resources nationwide that can provide some grant sourcing to cover the cost, because there is a monthly cost to operating SNAP as a payment option, just like a credit card.
And how does the payment actually work? Is this a card? Is it actual coins? Is it actual food bucks? How does this work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the SNAP money. Those operate on an EBT card or electronic benefits transfer. And so that card operates similar to a debit card. A customer has their food dollars on that card. They would then go to a farmer's market at that location and go to a centralized booth with their card. They would swipe that card for an amount that they want to spend on their SNAP dollars. And so say it's $10 they want to spend of their SNAP money. They are given tokens or a scrip that represents dollars of that SNAP. And those tokens are only eligible to be spent on SNAP eligible items. Then they are matched with another token that is specific to Double Up Food Bucks in the state of Kansas. And those tokens are eligible to be spent on only locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables. And so then the customer has the agency to choose which of those farmers and vendors they would like to shop with to spend their food assistance and their Double Up Food Bucks dollars with. And then those farmer vendors turn those tokens back in to the farmer's market for reimbursement, and the process starts over.
So really, this is, if I'm understanding this correctly, this is actually benefiting both the vendors and the customers.
100%. Yes. A big piece of the work that we do, and with our intention, is to see our local specialty crop producers in the state of Kansas thriving and improving our local food systems and economies.
I don't know where it was when you started in 2020, but I know you're starting to and continuing to grow with locations.
Yes. Yeah. There was some locations through the eastern corridor of Kansas. At one point, it went as far west as Salina, but it really kind of stopped at Manhattan and then east. So with K-State Research and Extension coming on board and being in 105 counties and having connections across the state, we've expanded all the way out to Liberal, Kansas. So we have Hayes and Liberal as far as farmers markets, and we have grocery stores all over the state now. We are being very intentional about the western half of the state and reaching those locations because we are focusing on geographically underserved areas at this time.
I want to highlight that the grocery stores are usually like smaller in rural areas. So we're also benefiting the people that are grocers in that area. And the farmers have also said that they've increased their sales of fresh fruits and vegetables because of Double Up Food Bucks, and that they have new customers coming to their booth and returning customers from the program, and they are happy about that.
Communications and marketing also plays a large part in this as well, especially, I assume, from the extension side?
Absolutely. So our main communications and marketing is all very intentional, and it's very similar across the two-state region. But for the Kansas portion, we work with agents in the counties of those locations and do outreach with brochures to community partners. So thinking of social service agencies that would connect closely with SNAP recipient households. And we also provide a lot of education and trainings or webinars or presentations to increase the knowledge. We do know that word of mouth is one of our biggest ways that we promote the program to SNAP households because people transition on and off SNAP fairly rapidly in the state of Kansas. So it helps to increase that knowledge with the word of mouth.
I guess I'm wondering if you have a farmer's market, say in like Peabody, does everyone at that farmer's market do the program, or is it just up to the individual vendors?
That is a great question. Every vendor that has produce eligible items accepts Double Up Food Bucks at those locations. The farmers do not have to go through any process to be approved. They essentially sign an agreement. The farmer's market does it for them as an umbrella organization, making it easy for them.
So you do a lot of the tracking then, or you have partners that do a lot of the tracking in terms of how you came up with all this data?
Yes, there is a lot of data that we are tracking. We track customer numbers, and we track distribution of those tokens as well as redemption of those tokens. On individual household levels, with the customers, we're not tracking that because that is personal information. But we do track the number of vendors and the type of produce that they're offering throughout the season. We do see a lot of customers participating in the program. We see quite a few return customers. So we know that the folks that are using the program are finding it beneficial. They're reporting that they're feeling more comfortable at farmers markets. They appreciate learning how their food is grown and where their food comes from and the connections that they have with those communities and those farmers. We are always working towards getting new customers into the program to participate. We know once a customer experiences the program and feels comfortable with it, they're most likely to come back.
What are some of the highlights that you could pick out from the 2023 data that really kind of stood out in your mind as something that was successful from your point of view?
I find a lot of things really successful about 2023. First of all, our ability to increase the program in an underserved location. So seeing the program grow into new locations. Another thing was that we had quite high redemption rates. So when families were receiving those tokens, they were spending them. We want families to spend that and to bring that produce back into their household.
Also, what we have done successfully, and Erin has done this a lot, is that capacity building of the market and also increasing the knowledge of how much a dollar spent on probably like SNAP dollars can help grow the economy of the location, because we've actually had handouts created by Extension that help people understand where those dollars are coming from, how is that it increased the economic growth of the region. So Erin has done a great job building capacity in the market. So that's one of the good things in 2023 and throughout this whole grant.
As we move into 2025, what are some plans for 2025?
We are looking forward to, in 2025, seeing program growth, reaching new customers, and continuing to support locations that are on board and to work with locations across the state that may be interested in capacity building towards having SNAP at their market. Just to see that growth across the state, there's a lot of opportunity there. We are also looking forward to continuing to support food and nutrition security, and helping improve the health of households, no matter their resource ability.
This may be a little bit tough to answer, but in terms of Extension agents, how valuable have they been in the growth of this program? Are they the ones that go out and say, you know, you really ought to get into this program?
That is an excellent question. Without our Extension agents in the counties and districts, we would not be successful with this program. They are oftentimes identifying locations that would have the capacity to work towards this. They are having those conversations. They are making those connections with the Double Up Food Bucks program, with myself. I have a lot of counties where that agent is utilizing this opportunity to provide other educational opportunities at the farmers markets with households, things like the power of produce, with children at those locations and education. And without those Extension agents, this program would not have grown in the way that it has, and it would not see the customer base that it does. They also, of course, do a lot of our outreach and our marketing efforts in those communities. They know their communities the best. So we are 100% appreciative for everything that they do.
And it sounds like it's much more difficult in the rural areas as opposed to maybe some of the more urban areas for this program to really take root.
Yes, I could probably talk about this for a long time. I am very passionate about rural development. In order to accept SNAP, there is devices that require Wi-Fi or satellite. So our rural communities, you know, with the broadband struggle, that is definitely a challenge. On top of that, a lot of the urban markets that we work with have paid staff. Operating the market, managing the market, being a market manager is a lot of work. And in our rural areas, it's oftentimes a volunteer or a vendor that is doing that because they care, and there is no income or payment for that. Another thing we are always working with and trying to educate and provide support for are that in rural communities, a customer with on SNAP may be shopping from their next door neighbor when they're purchasing produce. And so working with those farmers to provide some knowledge and ways to be intentional to keep those SNAP transactions like any other transaction might be at a market, not to single people out, not to cause households any kind of anxiety about that. Rural areas, they do really wonderful things, and I have the opportunity and I'm so lucky to work with so many great volunteers and passionate people that are doing such good things for their community. It's the best part of the job.
We talked about growth earlier on, and really there are some impressive numbers that have come out since the start.
Yeah, so we started in September 2020, and we started with 24 farmers markets and farm stands and 12 grocery stores. And now in 2023, we have 72 in total. So that's 32 farmers markets and farm stands and 40 grocery stores. So we've seen good growth in vendors, farmers markets and grocery stores. And also, if anybody that's listening to this is interested in looking in their area, there is a farm stand, a farmers market or a grocery store participating in Double Up Food Bucks. They can go to our website, Double Up Food Bucks Heartland in Kansas, and they can actually see a map of their location and locate the markets and grocery stores.
That's K-State Research and Extension Nutrition and Wellness Specialist Priscilla Brennis and Erin Bishop, manager of the Double Up Food Bucks program, with a look at how the program benefits both food assistance recipients and local economies. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University, I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.